This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. In 1994, Congress designated the federal holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr. as a national day of service. Ever since, nonprofits, community groups, and service-minded individuals have embraced the challenge to make the third Monday in January a day on, not a day off. A few dozen volunteers in East Dallas spent half the day knee-deep in dirt and mulch to help a small school garden become something much bigger. The kids at Bales Elementary are hardly going to recognize their school garden on the other side of the holiday weekend. It's now a third larger, and there's a lot more taking root.
We replanted some cool weather vegetables, beets, carrots, cabbage, some cilantro, and we also amended the soil and put some new mulch down on top of the soil. So we're really going to explore this year how much can you grow on 3 square feet.
Elizabeth Dry is founding director of the Promise of Peace Community Gardens, the group behind this one at Bales.
Our mission is to turn vacant, underutilized spaces into thriving places where we grow food and teach people how to cook that food, look at food differently, and then make contributions to their community.
That's what the Garden at Bales is all about. Parents of students get cooking classes. They volunteer in the garden, and the families get 10 pounds of locally sourced produce to take home each month.
The garden is the heart of a community. So when you bring people together in the garden, they start seeing nature differently, they see themselves differently, and then they see the world differently.
This MLK Day, 24 AmeriCorps members came to Bales to make that difference. AmeriCorps is a national organization that gives people a chance to work in service for about a year. Members aren't paid a salary, but are given a living allowance. 23-year-old Denise Flores has been a member of AmeriCorps since August. She says devoting part of her life to service has been more than memorable.
Honestly, life-changing. It sounds very cliche, but it's very true.
This group of Service Day gardeners usually works with the North Texas Literacy Program, Reading Partners. Flores says spending the day in a garden built to fight hunger changes how she thinks about the kids she serves during the week.
I feel like this just gives us another perspective on the lives of the students that we do work with on a regular day. It helps us realize, you know, that they also have other struggles in their lives before we ever see them inside our reading centers.
And while replanting and expanding a school garden may seem like a small project, Lisa Phillips says it's a good one. She's senior program manager at Reading Partners.
I'm a real believer in digging in the dirt. So watching them all come together and work and be a team is really, really inspiring.
And it was obvious the AmeriCorps group left feeling inspired. After the planting and raking was done, they took some time to talk about what the day meant to them.
So today's service exemplifies our value of together we are better.
Woo! All right.
Which is exactly what a day devoted to service is supposed to inspire, Phillips says. Emphasis on the greater good.
This allowed our members an opportunity to do some self-reflection, and I think allowed them to really focus on the bigger picture, not so much the me. It allowed them to look at the we.
And what's more we than volunteers working together on a federal holiday to mulch and plant spinach? Maybe the idea of a small school garden providing low-income families with the tools to live happier, healthier lives. Courtney Collins, KERA News.